A lot to discuss. We've got so much sport coming up. NRL games Thursday, Friday. We've got the overall premiership market open. AFL, Socceroos are on tonight. NBA games, anything you want to bet on, there is an opportunity to do so. Head to tab.com.au or get the Tab app out. Daff, how are you?
Very well, thank you, Ben. Good morning to you all.
Hey, I'm looking forward to the footy this weekend, and I'm sure plenty of punters are as well. Run through the markets for us.
Well, there's been some massive changes on the back of that, or two pieces of large news that got out yesterday. Now, beforehand, the Roosters were $2.65. They're now $1.70 to beat Penrith, who are out to $2.15. Friday night, Souths are quite popular at $1.48. The Bulldogs, $2.65, a line of 6.5 points. The Broncos are on the drift. They were $2.05 yesterday. They're out to $2.10. The Cowboys, $1.74. St. George Illawarra, not much movement here. $3.10. Manly, $1.35, 8.5. Gold Coast are on the drift. $2.10 out to $2.15. The Dolphins, $1.70. The Warriors, $1.47. The Knights at $2.65, 6.5. No real movement in Cronulla v. Canberra. Cronulla, 152. Canberra, 255. That line is 5.5 points. And obviously the Parramatta price changed rather dramatically. Ben, $1.27 beforehand. Mitch Moses was ruled out. $1.50 now. The Tigers, 380 into 260 in a line there of 6.5 points. So it's moved half a dozen points as well.
What about the premiership odds, Daff?
Well, Clarkey, we had Penrith into 350 yesterday, obviously, with Nathan Cleary out for a little while. They've eased out to 365, but since the weekend, they were the side that everybody wanted to be on. I guess that'll dry up today. The Broncos are $5, no real interest there. The Roosters are the team that most want to be with. They're at 6. Melbourne, 9. Cowboys, 13. Manly, 15. Para, 17. The Warriors, 19. And then out to $23 for South now.
In the AFL this weekend, Daff, who we got on third? Oh, we got Brisbane and Collingwood. Jeez, big game for both these clubs, isn't it?
This is a big one. Well, you'd think if Collingwood lose, and the prices say they should, they're $3.10 outsiders. They're $1.70 to make the eight. That would make them, what, 0-4? And they'll be black figures to make the eight next week if they lose this week. It's quite incredible. Anyway, $3.10. Brisbane, who haven't been much better, they're yet to get a win there, $1.38. Big line there of 16.5 points in favour of them. Most of the early interest has been in the Lions. We've got a lot of shorties. North Melbourne on the first match, in the first match on Friday, plus 36 into plus 33 against Carlton. They're $5.80 to win Carlton, $1.14. The Bulldogs take on the West Coast. Bulldogs $1.05, West Coast 10. That line's creeping out a little bit. Now minus 48.5 points. Richmond take on the Swans. That's a bit of a daunting task. They're $3.60 to win. They plus 23 has gone though. That's plus 20. Sydney $1.29. And in the match on Monday, Hawthorn at 3.30 to beat Geelong at 1.34. But again, that line, that plus line for Hawthorn has come in a little bit, plus 20 into plus 18. As far as the flag is concerned, well, it's dominated by Sydney sides. GWS $5, Sydney 6. Then Melbourne at 8, Carlton at 8, Brisbane 9. Port are into single figures. They're 9, Collingwood 13, Geelong 15, and then out to 26 or better for the rest.
I know you don't care about Collingwood because you're a Carlton supporter, but what's the gossip on them, mate? Why are they
Nobody
struggling?
Can work it out. You know, the Dacos are still getting the ball, but when they get it, it doesn't seem to go anywhere. Nobody has been able to pinpoint it. Which is quite strange, but you know, is it an advantage? Well, it's no advantage to come north and take on Brisbane this week. The only thing that might keep them congested points-wise is bad weather around for most of the week. But Brisbane haven't been a whole lot better either. So it's a season-defining match for Collingwood. If they lose, well, it's curtain, surely.
Yeah. What about the Socceroos tonight, buddy, against Lebanon?
Pretty short here, Clarkey. $1.18. We've got a draw at 6 and Lebanon at 17. The correct score is where we always see a lot of interest when we've got a short price favourite. And the favourite way home there is the Aussies to win 2-0 at 4.75 ahead of 3-0 at 5. 1-0 did open at $8. It's into 6 and then out to 4-0 at $8.50. So there's plenty of markets there on that match tonight, which will be played in Canberra.
And I'm sure we've got plenty of NBA today, have we?
Well, you'd be right there. There's a heap of them. And a lot of short price favourites today, so I'm tipping multis are going to be hugely popular today. Brooklyn hosts Chicago. Brooklyn $1.48 into $1.39. That line has moved a couple of points. It's now 7. Houston were $1.22 against Portland. $4.50. And that line was 9. Well, it's moved 4 points. They're $1.13 now. The Rockets $6.50. Portland, and that line 13 points. And the final match for the day is always our most popular. There's no real movement there yet. The Clippers $1.46. Indiana $2.80 and a line of 5.5 points.
All right, Daff, anything else for us to go through before we say goodbye?
We've got that Tim Zhu fight on at the weekend. Have you boys seen his opponent?
Yes.
Yeah, he's quite
tall, is he?
Yeah.
He's 6'6".
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, Tim Zhu's $1.20. At the moment, that's all we've got up. The head-to-head, $1.20 and $4.60. So we'll populate that with a few more markets for the week. But a big weekend coming up. And, of course, we've got all the racing on Saturday, Benny. We've got the all-in markets there at the moment. Over the next 24 hours or so, those fields will be finalised. But what a massive weekend.
Absolutely. For those who think that Slipper Day was the grand final, I can assure you, with the championships not too far around the corner, the good racing just keeps on going each and every week. Thanks very much, Daff.
Thanks, guys.